Okay. Okay, now, good morning, everybody, and welcome to this meeting. I think in terms of honorable members who are present, we have Honorable Bartlett, Honorable Nita, Honorable Mthethwa, Honorable Mikolakis, Honorable Mkosi, Honorable Suleku, Honorable Mfayela, and I'm not sure if I'm missing any other member.
You have never said Honorable Mzamai, but I'm here.
Hey, Honorable Mzamai. Yeah, special welcome to you.
I'm also here, Chair.
Honorable Zandavela. Okay, sorry, I didn't pick up your name. But no, welcome, honorable members, and also welcome to the officials from the Department of Justice, as well as, I think, the representative from the Office of the Chief Legal Advisor. Welcome to this session. Honorable members will note the notice that was sent out to you did include the recognition of customary marriages amendment bill. But as we've indicated to you that we'll not deal with that bill in the current, in today's meeting. We did receive all negotiating mandates from all provinces, but as soon as we're ready to deal with the matter, we'll then convene a meeting to deal with that bill. As a result, honourable members, in terms of our agenda, we'll be dealing with the traditional courts bill, especially consideration of the fee list of amendments for the traditional courts bill. And thereafter, we'll deal with the adoption of our minutes that the meeting was held on the 25th of October. And as I said previously, honourable members, we dealt with all the negotiating mandates from all provinces on the traditional courts bill, and that was on the 21st of October. At that meeting, we received a briefing from the department on their responses to all comments that were made by provinces in their negotiating mandate. And we also received the presentation by our parliamentary legal advisor. And after deliberating on the bill, we requested the legal team from Parliament, from the department, and the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor to draft the fee list of amendments. And this list of amendments was sent to members. The members, I'm going to request then the department to make a presentation to us in terms of this fee list of amendments. And thereafter, we can have deliberations on the matter. Let me hand over to, I think it's Teresa, if I'm not mistaken, that will make the presentation. Teresa, Ross, Ms. Ross.
Thank you, Chair, the amendment being proposed to six clauses of the bill, and that will be in this part of clause one of the bill, clause six, clause 11, clause 18, and clause 19. These amendments are technical in nature. In clause one, or in respect of clause one of the bill, which contains definitions, the definition of traditional leadership and governance framework is omitted, and instead of and that definition is rather substituted to say this applicable legislation providing for such recognition, which is recognition as a leader in terms of the traditional leadership structure. The reason for this omission is because the bill will no longer be defining, say, a traditional leader to say recognized in terms of this act, but rather to say in terms of applicable legislation. And because the traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act, number 3 of 2019, defines a traditional leader. And that act, although it has been enacted because it's Act number 3 of 2019, it has not been implemented. And because of the uncertainty that could prevail in case or maybe even if the Act is amended before it is implemented, then it would mean that definition of traditional leadership in terms of that Act will not be in sync. So here we try to cover for everything to say any applicable legislation, in which case it will also cover the definition as provided for in this traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act of 2019. And that explanation, Chair, goes for the amendment in respect of Clause 1 and Clause 6. Also, in relation to the amendment in Clause 6, because the Khoisan and the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act provides for another level of traditional leadership, and that of a principal traditional leader. And there were also submissions to the effect that this definition, the levels of traditional leadership in Clause 6 of the bill must be aligned to the current situation. Although, like I said, that the Traditional and Khoisan Leadership Act has not been implemented, but it means be it traditionally and legally, although in terms of this act that has not been implemented. So the Clause 6 now provides, is amended to provide for the level of principal traditional leader over and above the levels that are currently provided for in the bill, like your headman, your senior traditional leader, and queen and queen. So this would be the fourth level, although in the bill, in terms of hierarchy, it would be number 3, which is a C, which then calls for the renumbering in order to, for renumbering, so that the next level of king and queen will then be D. Plus, the amendment in Clause 11, Chair, just make a correction to a reference, so that reference, it was referenced as a subsection 4 or section 4 subsection 3F. Now it only reads section 4 subsection 2. In Clause 16, concerns were raised that providing for the, which the Clause 16 of the bill provides for a code of the code of conduct for persons who will be who have a role to play in the traditional court. Not only traditional leaders, but other people also who have a role to play in the traditional court. Now, that clause requires of the minister to compile a code of conduct for persons who will be having a role to play in the traditional court. But then, currently it says the minister must make that code in consultation. A concern was raised that the minister having to, as a functionary, having to make the code in consultation with other, with the national health as provided currently in the bill, it's not desirable, as because the minister has that responsibility, has been allocated that responsibility statutorily. Now, if because the difference between after and in consultation, if the minister has to act in consultation, it means the minister must be required to consult before arriving at a decision. And after he or she has secured the agreement of the person consulted, the risk in that is that the minister may never be able to carry out the function that he or she has been designated statutorily. But now, if the provision says after consultation, it only means that due regard must be had of the views of any person with whom the minister is required to consult before he can exercise that power of making of compiling a code. So the amendment is just to correct that, so that the minister must have due regard to the views of the other role players that are mentioned there in the section, and not necessarily gain the agreement or the consensus, because the responsibility at the end of the day would remain with him. The other amendment in respect of clause 16 is in relation to still on the code of conduct to whom the breach of the code must be reported. Currently, the bill provides that the breach must be reported to the House of Traditional Leaders. Chair, I must mention that when the bill was introduced into Parliament, the bill provided that the breach must be reported to the member of the Executive Council. The reason for that being that if the breach is reported to the House of Traditional Leaders, it basically amounts to the traditional leadership being a judge in their own court. So, but then in the portfolio committee, this was changed. It was amended to say the breach must be reported to the House. And in reconsideration and hindsight, this has been it is proposed this be amended to revert to the reason that the breach be reported to the member of the Executive Council responsible for traditional leadership in the particular province. That is the amendment in respect of clause 16. amendment is further made to clause. Made to clause 18 to just to make it explicit, explicitly clear that step one, this, you know, this act, this bill is enacted, then it sections 12 and 20 of the Black Administration Act, which currently regulates the judicial functions. I would say judicial functions because in terms of sections 12 and 20, traditional leaders are given have powers to try civil and criminal matters, which this bill does not provide for. So, but then even without this amendment, but because it is this bill must be drafted, it must come out very clear to the to people or to communities in the grassroots there who will be applying the situation in order to who will be applying the bill. And this the amendment is made there to make it clear that section 12 and 20 are of this of the Black Administration, of the repealed Black Administration Act, will be repealed by the enactment of this of this bill. Although it's neither here nor there, but in order to make it very clear to any person who reads and not to go and look for that, not to create that uncertainty, and to make it very, very clear that once this act comes into place, then it must be known that Section 12 and 20 of the Better Administration Act will be no more, will be repealed. The last amendment relates to the correction of the reference in the short title of the bill, and to reflect that if the bill is enacted, then the act will not be a 2019 act, but rather a 2020,
it will be a traditional court act of 2020 and not 2019, as reflected currently in the bill.
Thank you,
Sir President. Thank you very much, Ms. Ross. Perhaps from the Office of the Chief Legal Advisor, do you have anything you would like to add?
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, everybody. We are in agreement with what the department has said, and we support the proposed amendments as well. With regard to the proposed amendments, as Teresa has said, in respect of clause 18, point number 2, we agree that that you need to provide legal certainty in law, and it's also legislative drafting practice. When we repeal legislation, we expressly provide for it in the law. So it's not necessary by assumption, it's not something which should be abstract, but it should be certain and should expressly state it. And therefore, we are in support of that provision also in order to create legal certainty as well as to conform to legislative drafting form and style. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Pumelele, our legal advisor, I'm not sure she's on the platform yet. She did indicate that she was in another meeting and would join us later. But despite that, honourable members, these are the proposed amendments to the bill. And I'll open it up now for honourable members if you have any questions or inputs that you would like to make. If you can give me an indication on the raise the hand function. If not, I don't see any hands raised. I see Mr. Mangena, you have your mic is okay.
Sorry about that. Good morning, everybody. I don't have anything. I don't have anything to add to what the previous colleague speakers have just said.
Okay.
I agree with everything that they've said. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I have Honorable Nita. Honorable Dodomo, do you also want to speak? Because I see your mic is as well.
No, sir. I'm okay. The proposals are very clear and understandable.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Dodomo. Honorable Nita?
Thanks, Chair. For me as well, I align myself with what Honorable Dodomo is saying. I was going to say that. The amendments are quite straightforward, and I'm also quite happy that Chair, the amendments are also taking into consideration the issue of alignment with other acts, so that there is no contradictions in terms of the act. Otherwise, they are quite straightforward, and even the corrections that have been made, we're happy with them. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Honorable Bakis.
Honorable Chair, I just want to move for acceptance of the bill. I'm also happy with the bill.
Okay. Thank you, Honorable Bakis. Honorable Mendes, if there are no other comments or questions for clarity, I take it that we have support. But just to formally request you then to move for the adoption of the C-list, I see Honorable Bartlett has already tried to move, but perhaps just to formalize it, Honorable Bartlett.
I move, Honorable Chair. I move.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I get a second, please?
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bartlett and Honorable Nita. Are there any objections from Honorable Mendes? Okay, if none, Honorable Members, yes, somebody.
It's Honorable Siliegu. How are you, Chair?
Fine, how are you doing, Honorable Siliegu?
I'm well, thank you very much. And to my colleague as well, good morning.
Good morning. Honorable
I just wanted to put our position on that we abstain on this amendment.
Okay, but isn't it this will go back, well, I was just getting to my next point, that this will now go back to provinces for conferral of their final mandate. But we'll note your abstention,
okay.
Honorable.
Thank you very much.
Listening to the presentation.
Honorable Dodomo, we did not hear you.
I was just wondering, thinking along the way, was Honorable Dodomo listening to the...
Okay. No, that's fine, Honorable Dodomo.
I think Honorable Dodomo always keeps on doing that whenever I have to abstain from voting on a bill.
Corrected. No problem. I don't want to start a dialogue. But anyway, Honorable Members, like I have just said, that this will then be sent to provinces for control of the final mandate. I'm sure they'll get a week to do that, and thereafter we'll then consider the final mandate from provinces. Thank you very much, Honourable Members and officials from the Department of Justice, as well as the representative from the Office of the Chief State Law Advisor. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think we can now move on to our next point on the agenda, which is the minutes of the 21st of October 2020. Honourable Members would have received the minutes up front as well. But in essence, our members will also note that these minutes were the minutes where we dealt with the traditional court bill. So some of it I've already spoken to in terms of my opening comments. But just to indicate that in that meeting of the 21st of October, I think Honorable Dodomo and Honorable Dango were not present. But be that as it may, honourable members, perhaps we can go page by page. On page one, please indicate if there are any corrections you would like to make. Page one has just who was present. If we can go to page two, Gershwin. Okay, page two, page three. Okay, page four. Okay, is there page five to this question? Okay, and page five is just the closing remarks and the closure. I didn't note anyone who would want to raise any corrections to the minutes. If that is so, honourable members, then can I get a move for the adoption of the minutes? And yeah.
I move, Chair.
Thank you, honourable members.
Is moving. I second, Chair.
Second, thank you, Honourable Bartlett. So the minutes are duly adopted. Thank you, Honourable Members. These were the only items we were dealing with this morning. Let me once again thank you all for your attendance and for your participation in this meeting. And I hereby declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Motsamai.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mkosi.